Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And today we're going to talk about a little bit about happiness, a little bit about manifestation. And I heard a wonderful talk, and I wanted to share the details of that here on the podcast because I thought it's so good. So I'll tell you, let's start here. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm intuitive and a coach, and I help people create the life of their dreams. Now more than ever, I'm sensing and knowing that people feel like life is on hold, and I get it. There are things going on in the world in which we feel like I don't want to make a decision, but this is the time to be making decisions. And so if you are ready to do something in your life that you've always wanted to do, maybe it's find love. You can find love safely during a pandemic. Maybe you want to relocate. Maybe you want to start the business. This is the time. Like, I know you hear reports that, oh, don't do anything right now, that make you not want to do anything right now. But that's a lie, right? This is the time to be doing things because as our world shifts into a different place, you're going to want to be your most authentic self. That is one thing my spirit guides consistently have said, be your most authentic self right now, even if it's messy, even if it doesn't make sense, even if you don't even have rules, you're not going to have rules to play by. This is the time to go for it. This is the time to be who you really want to be. And you can take little incremental steps towards that journey. And one of those steps is hiring support so that you can talk through your feelings, so you're not derailed by, you know, something that happens and it takes you 5 weeks to get over it when you could have a conversation with me and move that energy safely, honestly, in integrity through your being really rapidly so you can get back on track. And that's what I do. I help people manifest their dreams. So if that sounds like something you're ready to do, please reach out to me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Let's check. Is this recording? Okay. I have text messages from a boy on my phone, so I'm going to try not to rush through this recording. Okay, so I heard a wonderful talk, and it's a YouTube video from a guru. I'm just going to spell his name because I'm almost likely mispronounce it. S-A-D-H-G-U-R-U. S-A-D-H-G-U-R-U. And he has a pretty big following, 5 million followers on YouTube. So he's known. And so I stumbled upon a video that he did about manifesting. And I thought, why not? Let's watch it. I've not seen any of his content before. And so the door's open because it's really hot here. And I'm in Oakland now. And so you're going to get some street noise, you might get some train noise, but that's just the way we do it. So what he said that really caught me, I hadn't heard before. I thought it was really cool and spectacular. And then I'm going to tack on some of my wisdom on top of it. So he said something about happiness. If life happens the way we think it should happen, then we are happy, right? So he's saying generally the we're happy if life goes the way we think it should happen. And then we're unhappy if we think life is not happening the way we think it needs to happen, should happen, right? So what were my notes? You are unhappy because life is not happening the way you think it should happen is a direct quote from him. And I thought, holy moly, that's so good. Right? Because we create a reality by the words that we think and the words that we speak and the thoughts that we think, right? And so if what was so fascinating about this is that notion of planning, if life goes the way we think it should go, then we're happy. But in reality, we are always going to hit an obstacle when we're moving towards what we want. That's just a part of the game. That's just life. Obstacles exist. Like, that's just a part of it, right? It's how we navigate those obstacles. And then next layer to that, which is so cool, is that we have no control over the how and when of things. The timing and the way something unfolds in our lives and our manifestation is really up to God, right? We as humans love to control time, but we really have no control over it, right? God is really making the mechanism work, right? It's working behind the scenes on our behalf. So we can, though, when spirit guides have consistently shown me, repeatedly shown me, that we can slow down or speed up our manifestation by our energy, right? So if we are holding a vibration, our vibration is made up of our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, our feelings, our actions. If we hold a vibration that is going against our desire, then we can slow down our manifestation and we can speed it up by actively, consistently, he said it, keep it unwavering in the direction of what we want for a period of time. We can speed up our manifestation. So if every time life doesn't go the way we want, we're feeling unhappy, we're feeling low, we're really just messing up our vibration, right? And if we really have no control over the plan, we just have to move. And he used the word strive, which I want to tell you how I feel about the word strive. So I'd heard Daniel Laporte quote Sark. You know, I'm a big fan of Sark. And Sark had said to her, you know, my life got better when I stopped striving. And I was like, oh, so we're not supposed to strive, right? I was new in my professional life when I heard that. I was like, no striving? I mean, I live for striving, right? That's what I do. And I love that he used it. And it's not this bad word, because essentially that's what we're all doing. We're striving for what we want. So if our only job is to continue to strive for what we want, we are going to hit the obstacle. That's usually not, no one plans out, you know, I'm going to get halfway through this manifestation, then I'm going to hit a big obstacle. We don't plan that out. So if we are not in charge of certain things, then there's never really a reason for us to be unhappy other than our perception that it didn't go the way I want, so I need to be unhappy. So I'm like, whoa, that's so wonderful. Now we just need to retrain ourselves. And I said this, if you're on my email list, I sent this out in the Saturday email. I send intuitive messages for free for anybody that opens my email. The message is for you. So if you're not on that list, jump on that list. But I said, the key then is to decide that your life is always going exactly as you planned. Always going exactly as you planned. It's always going exactly as you plan, because he spoke of that when we are staying pointed in the direction of what we want. You know, on this program, I call that faith, acting with certainty. When we stay unwavering, but we start to waver because we start to question whether something is possible. We start to doubt it. We hit an obstacle. We think, well, this must not be meant for me, right? And I think that questioning is great to some degree because it does help with clarity, right? You hit that first obstacle and it helps you see, do I really, really want that? I got to go through this. I got to deal with this obstacle. I've got to figure this thing out. So am I willing to figure this thing out? Do I really want it? So when, you know, people are dating and I'm coaching them around relationships, the first time they get that person that was so cool and so amazing, but just not the right fit, either they don't want to be in a romantic relationship or they live too far away. They're like, oh man, that must mean I'm not supposed to date. No. And you just have to look at it and say, do I really want to be in partnership? Yes. Well, okay, well, it means I have to say no to this, or I have to accept that even though this connection was great, it's just not the right fit for me at this time in my life. But that is not a message about whether or not it's possible. So one of the things he said in this talk was, be simple-minded. Don't question it. The possibility of something, this was phenomenal. So add this to your list of things that are not your job. The possibility, whether or not something is possible, is not up to us, right? That is God's business. Whether or not something is possible is completely up to God. So now we know, add this to your list, we are not in charge of timing. We are not in charge of how something will happen. We are not in charge of the possibility. We are not in charge of what obstacles we will face. So if we're looking at it from that vantage point, all we have to do is stay unwavering in the direction of what we want. Stay unwavering in the direction of what we want. So what does this look like? I've been working on a manifestation for, it feels like forever. And now I'm hitting a new obstacle. And so it took 10 minutes because I'm staying with Matt. We're sharing space. And I took 10 minutes and I went off about it to him. And he's my friend, so I can't. I'm like, hey, friend, this is how I feel about this new obstacle I'm facing. But then when I return to myself, I say, well, is this obstacle a reason to give up? No, fuck no. I've been doing this for 5 months. This is something I deeply want. It's something I'm passionate about. It's something that means something to me. It's something that I'm going to do whatever it takes to reach it. This obstacle has shown up, and I'm going to figure it out. Right? So I took that moment to have, you know, you have to get your feelings out, right? So I had that moment where I just shared my feelings about this new obstacle I'm facing. And then I went right back into, well, I shared the obstacle and my feelings about it. Then from there, I went and said, okay, is this a reflection of me not truly wanting this thing? No. Okay. So let's stay unwavering in the direction of what I want. Let's stay unwavering in the direction of what I want. And a part of this manifestation, my spirit guides jumped in and they said, tell them why the manifestation is taking some time. Well, I have not fully accepted the belief that I can't have everything that I want, right? I truly believe I can have whatever I want. So I'm doing my best to figure out how I can feel all the feelings I want to feel in the course of this manifestation. So really, that's my way of saying it's helping me get clear about what I want. So sometimes we are moving in the direction of a manifestation, and in that process, it may take a bit of time because you are getting clear. You're saying, oh, I want this, but now I have to factor in this piece. And if I do this, I have to factor in this piece. And I'm at an age now and in a time in my life where I'm much more soulful in my decision making because there's something else I want to do right after this manifestation. And so all of that is impacted by the choices and decisions I make right now. And it doesn't need to be like, oh my God, my life is over. I need to be stressed out. No, it just needs to be, hey, this is the journey I'm on. I know I'm supported and protected while I figure this out, and all things work out in my favor, and I'm moving gently, gracefully, soulfully in the direction of what I want. It's keeping it unwavering in the direction of my desire. And yes, you will constantly want to switch gears. But if the core essence of your desire remains the same, you're not really flip-flopping around. It just means you're getting clear. And so don't attach your happiness to whether or not things are going as planned, because God is in charge of how it all unfolds. All you have to do is stay unwavering in the direction of what you want, trust your intuition, and take inspired action accordingly. And trusting your intuition is really trusting your heart. You know when something, if you're a feeling person, you know when something feels good, and you know when it doesn't. And I'm a feeling person, so I have to feel through things, even if exterior circumstances would be to the contrary, right? And that's just my process. Whatever your process is, maybe you psychically hear things. So you've got to hear all the facts. You've got to hear all your internal messages before you can make a move. Do that. I call that contemplation. Make contemplation a part of your daily life. And contemplation consists of prayer and meditation, however way in which you want to do it. It's really just quiet time. And getting clear about what you want. Journal if that's what works for you. It's your time to really focus your energy. It's your time to toss out ideas. It's your time to really know where you want to be pointed. And you can't make a mistake as long as you are showing up for yourself in integrity and honoring your truth and not getting caught up not letting the ego get caught up in it, right? So that is my talk about happiness. It might very well be the title of the show is How to Stay Happy During This Time. You can do it. Just stay within. Honor who you are. Yes, the world is very, very noisy right now, but my spirit guides keep telling me it's always noisy. The noise is just a little bit different this time. And so trust yourself, take good care of yourself, act from a place of kindness and love, exercise healthy boundaries with those around you while you are figuring this out, because nobody can tell you what to do but you, right? No one. You have to trust. Now more than ever, trust your inner wisdom, trust your intuition, trust the nudges. And then see where it takes you, knowing that God's got it all worked out. And if you stay pointed in the direction of where you want to go, it must manifest. It must manifest. So I love you. Thank you for listening to the program. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. I have a lot of different ways that we can work together. You can book a session. I'm one of the few coaches that have a single session. You can do a package of sessions. And no matter what you decide to do, stay pointed in the direction of your dream and it will come true. So much love and respect to you. Thank you for listening to this program. Bye.